Hello and welcome to the Medicine Box, where we get you all things pharmaceuticals and healthcare. Today I have with me the VP of Medical Affairs and Regulatory at AstraZeneca India, Dr. Anil Kukreja, to discuss AstraZeneca's program called Project Heartbeat. The company has tied up with a health tech startup, Tricog. The aim of the program is to focus on early and accurate diagnosis of heart attack patients to reduce mortality rates. The most important thing is that it is currently focused on tier 1, tier 2 towns and cities and villages that lack access to quality healthcare. Dr. Kukreja, hi, welcome to the Medicine Box.
Hello.
Dr. Kukreja, you know, just a first initial brief on what exactly Project Heartbeat is.
So, first of all, thanks to you and also the CNBC TV18 for providing this opportunity to us. Project Heartbeat is very close to our heart. It is an access solution where we have collaborated, as you rightly mentioned in the context setting, we have collaborated with the health tech startup, which is Tricog. In this project, we have piloted this project at 8 hubs and 39 spokes. The hub and the spoke, they work in a way where through technology, the infrastructure is created in terms of ECG machines along with communicator. And this communicator sends the ECG to a qualified cardiologist sitting in our health tech startup, Tricog, to give a timely and accurate diagnosis for patients. And this is given in minutes. And this diagnosis is made available to the spokes as well as to the hub, so that they are all ready to take care of the patients in a timely manner. As you know, early diagnosis and timely treatment is very crucial, particularly for patients who are suffering from myocardial infarction, which we commonly call as heart attack.
Okay, so I just wanted to understand how exactly this would work, because it is using artificial intelligence as well as cloud technology in order to reduce the diagnosis time. Give us a sense in terms of how exactly these technologies are used, in particular for Project Heartbeat.
Yeah, so Ekta, imagine that a patient who's in a tier 2 city goes to the doctor and takes the ECG. And the doctors there may not be a cardiologist, maybe a general practitioner, and maybe there are only technicians available in some of those tier 2s and even the villages. So when the ECG is taken, the ECG needs to be read by a qualified cardiologist so that a timely and accurate diagnosis can be done. So what happens here is when patient is going through the ECG, a communicator device sends the ECG through a cloud technology and to a Tricog center, which is backed up by the artificial intelligence, machine learning, and Internet of Things. And through this technology, a accurate and timely diagnosis is given from the central server, from the center, to the spoke, as well as to the hub, so that they are all well prepared to take care of the patient. And from our experience, we have seen that thousands of patients have already gone through this, and there are many lives which have been saved because of this initiative, at least in the initial pilot.
Okay. You know, the one thing that stands out is the requirement for technology in these tier 2, tier 3 cities as well. Now, if in case a person does have symptoms of a heart attack, they have to go to this particular spoke, which is the area where you can conduct your ECG, and then it's eventually sent to the hub to get an accurate diagnosis. There are lots of possible slips in this period of time, and one of them being that your heart attack symptoms can worsen by the time you do get any kind of treatment. How can you shorten that?
Yeah, so Ekta, you rightly mentioned, actually. In fact, that's absolutely. So one of the barrier is the patient awareness. So patient having symptoms, which is epigastric pain, may get mixed up with the acidity, right? So or the other GI disorders. So one is to improve the awareness of the patient. And I think programs like this and interviews like this can actually help to improve the awareness as well. And we are in fact working on improving the awareness also. In addition to improving awareness, I think when the patient reaches to the center, when the ECG is taken, most important is to get the ECG read by a qualified person who can give an accurate diagnosis so that the golden hours, initial hours, are not lost and the patient gets the timely treatment. And some of these initiatives are therefore very, very important. And this was a basic hurdle. So what is the time from the onset of symptoms to the time when it reaches to the center? If it is a heart attack patient, if it is a myocardial infarction, patient needs to receive the either the thrombolysis or patient needs to probably undergo the emergency, even the intervention also, coronary intervention like angiography or so, even further diagnosis workup.
So can they get that treatment in the spoke or is it just a place for diagnosis?
Yeah, so I think this is a very good question. In fact, as a part of this project Heartbeat, we are also trying to train the healthcare practitioners, the doctors, as well as the technicians, both for not only taking the ECG appropriately, all the 12 lead ECGs, but also, in fact, particularly for the doctors, we are training them for the standard of care which needs to be given if the patient is diagnosed. That immediate care which needs to be given, for example, the dual antiplatelet drugs, the statins which have to be given, and also most importantly, sometimes even the spokes who have the capability to give at least thrombolysis, they can at least give that immediate thrombolysis, which is important.
Okay.
And this is called as actually from door to needle time. And particularly the patients who require the coronary interventions like angiography and all, it is called as door to balloon time. So as a part of this initiative, our objective is how can we reduce the time from door to needle or door to balloon so that the patient gets the prompt immediate care and the potential lives of young patients or even our myocardial infarction patients can be saved.
Sure. But what about technology itself? What about simple things, for example, internet connectivity? How are you surpassing those hurdles, one? And two, is artificial intelligence the last diagnosis for the ECG? Or is there a medical practitioner who also gives their final call on the ECG? And can there be a difference in opinion?
Yeah, this is a very good question, Ikta. And this was the practical question which we, in fact, discussed and debated about it. And we definitely wanted to complement the review of this ECG even by a qualified cardiologist. So the center which I spoke, particularly along with the health tech startup, we have a 24/7 qualified cardiologist who reviews each and every ECG and gives the final diagnosis. So the cardiologist is made available to the spokes as well as to the hub, particularly as a part of this project. And as I was speaking about, it is very important and crucial that it's not only technology, we need to use the human capital as well and train them on standard of care treatment that needs to be given to these patients, which is the prompt immediate treatment as per the guidelines.
But
so
who would you trust?
We are improving.
Who would you trust? Dr. Kukreja, who would you trust? Would you trust an artificial intelligence based data to give you the accurate diagnosis of an ECG? Or would you trust a human being to do that? That's what I mean, that eventually can we transition to just AI because of the lack of possible skilled healthcare workers to be available 24/7?
Yeah, so it is a mix of both, Ekta. In fact, artificial intelligence gives you a probable suspected changes in the ECG. Oh. ECG looks simple, but it is very complex. There are close to 100 ECG changes which could actually happen. And it ranges from arrhythmias to sinus rhythms and to myocardial infarct changes. So artificial intelligence actually gives you a suspected changes and gives you presumptive diagnosis. But eventually from a medico-legal perspective, it's always better that we complement it with the qualified cardiologist who really looks at the ECG and provides the confirmed diagnosis. And that gives confidence even to the spoke that the cardiologist is giving me advice. And a cardiologist may not be easily accessible to the person. There may not be mechanisms to send the ECG to the cardiologist. Here we have established that infrastructure where in a trusted and a reliable manner, the ECG goes through the cloud technology to the center where there is the artificial intelligence and cardiologists both. And that's the beauty of this project where, and therefore, if you could see potentially the thousands of patients have been diagnosed and there are lives which have been saved as a part of this project.
Okay, can you just give me those statistics then, Dr. Kukreja, before we wrap up? Out of the number of people that you've treated, and I think that's around 13,000 people who have been treated through this project, it is a pilot project, how many have actually, had an accurate diagnosis? How many have been saved out of those 13,000? And are you planning to extend this?
Yeah. So Ekta, this is, as I said, this was an initial pilot. We have launched it, we have made it successful, and definitely we have a plan to expand this further. And more importantly, we also want to generate a real world evidence data, and so that the impact of this project can be publicized and published so that other centers also, and other, even the governments can also look at this and try to adapt to this kind of technological intervention in the healthcare system. The whole objective was that how can we create a center. So coming to the statistics, I think let me answer that question first. So as I said, close to 13,000 patients have gone in the last, since the time of initiation of this project at these 8 hubs, and we spoke about 39 spokes. Close to, on an average, we have seen 45% of the patients have some abnormal ECG. And 5% of these patients would be having a severe critical, I would say, ECG changes where immediate intervention is required.
Okay.
And beyond even immediate intervention, I think being a pharmaceutical company, it was also important that we also ensure that the training and education on standard of care is provided to the healthcare professionals with the help of key external experts. And more importantly, ensuring the availability of the medicines, the original research products, being made available also closer to the spokes as well as hub, so that patient has the option to go for the treatment immediately.
Okay. All right, Dr. Kukreja, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, and we wish you absolute luck in terms of the rollout, and hopefully eventually technology can bridge that deficit which healthcare has in India, especially in tier 2 and tier 3 cities. Thank you very much for joining in. Well, on that note, it's a wrap on the Medicine Box, but do stay tuned for more pharma and healthcare update.